Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, third-generation cure masters producing the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage. For more information, visit SurreyFarms.com.
This is Mike Edison, host of Art Senses a Seizure, as you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, please visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
So Luigi, how long have you worked at El Gato Pardo?
Been working at El Gato Pardo for 7 years now.
And what do you do here?
I'm the GM here. You know, I love what I do.
As a holiday in the industry, what's Valentine's Day like? Is there a reputation for what it's like as a slow, fast, or?
Valentine's Day, you know, is law. You know, it's for these people that, you know, they come, these couples that, you know, it's their festivity. So they come and then to enjoy the night, you know, have a bottle of champagne.
So it's more, obviously it's more two tops than you normally have.
Yes, it's definitely two tops.
Yeah.
Always.
You don't have any, you know. Swinging couples.
No. I mean, you know, we have a four, but, you know, barely.
And do you guys offer a special menu, or is it the set menu?
Special menu and also regular menu. We have a special.
Being in the industry and having worked here for, you said, 7 years,
yeah.
Do you always work Valentine's Days?
Always.
Tell me what do you see? What are some stories that jump out that you remember from the years? Anything that that strikes, you know, that stuck in your memory?
Stuck in my memory that, you know, I have to work with a lot of dues. I have to make a lot of dues.
Okay.
You know, we have to shrink the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, you see four, and then you have to make a two dues.
Right.
It's
a challenge.
It's a challenge.
I'm Taha. I work with Luigi, so, you know, as the manager here. And, we are very excited about the Valentine's Day.
Tell me about your experience. I'm so curious, you know. I try to go out on Valentine's Day,
right.
You know.
Right.
But guys who work in the industry,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if your partners, you know, do they miss you on Valentine's Day? Do you have a makeup day?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
mean. Yeah, I have to have a makeup day, you know?
You have no choice.
Otherwise, it will be divorced.
Yeah.
When's your makeup day, and where do you go, or what do you do?
Monday. Monday is my makeup day. Usually, you know, we go out, see where we go, you know, we get it from there, we get a day off.
Yeah.
We get the kids to grandma and grandpa.
And you have a date
so,
night.
And then we're going to have our day.
And are you also Italian?
No, I'm Turkish.
You're Turkish.
Yeah.
So, one Turk and one Italian.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is not so big in Italy or Turkey, or is it?
Not that big in Italy. I mean, it's
not as big as,
it
is
here.
Yeah,
you know, and over here, people take it very seriously, which is great. I mean, you know, and
in Turkey,
in Turkey, it's of course, you know, these days like. You know, the whole world is becoming actually very small. So, you know, everybody gets from different places and everything. So, but not as advertised as it is here.
Right.
Yeah. And, for example, this Saturday, we are fully booked.
Yeah.
Right? We have more than 200 people and almost 90% of them
which
two people. And
do you see a significantly higher check on Valentine's Day versus other Saturdays?
It depends. You know, there is some people who really spend the money on Valentine's Days, and there is also some people that's the only days they go out.
Right.
So it, you know, it really
definitely it's
see.
A festive day.
Yeah.
So people
so more,
you
champagne.
Know, more champagne,
more champagne, yeah.
More you know. Higher price items, like they don't want to say no to their, you know, significant other, like, you know,
right.
On that day, and it's good for business, and you know, it's great for people also, you know, they they like to spoil themselves a little bit on that day. It's great, yeah.
As managers, I always wonder, when you have a day like Valentine's Day, which is a special occasion, it seems like there's a lot of pressure as just a guy, you know, with a wife on Valentine's Day, and when I was dating as well, it's like there's a lot riding on that day. You want it to be perfect.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I wonder if on the service side of things, how you guys deal with that extra
pressure,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, the extra pressure of trying to get it perfect, because you know it's special for them, you know?
For us, you know, I have to say, it's...
Don't say it's perfect every day.
No, that's what I was not about to say. actually, it's the opposite. We have to make it work every day, you know. For us, it's the restaurant industry is, you know, it has to be a festivity every day, like, you know, every day you have to make people happy. It's not only one in one day, you know.
Right.
Every day is the normal.
Do you find people are more demanding on Valentine's Day in general? Have you worked here for a long time as well?
No, I was in another restaurant in Columbus Circle. I worked
what
so
restaurant?
Many. Avoce.
Okay.
On Time Warner.
Which is also a very popular Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Joshua, expectations are definitely high on days like that.
Right.
You know, and our staff members, they are, you know, prepared for that kind of day, so they are also extra motivated, you know.
What does that preparation consist of?
It's almost like getting ready for a big game.
Right.
Like, you know, like we in Europe we have like derby games, which means like two big teams like from the same city, they play against each other. So everybody is waiting for that kind of game like through all year.
Right.
So big days like that, like New Year's Eve, like, you know, Valentine's Day, these days are like, you know, our biggest, you know, nights of to show also us and the restaurant as well, you know, what kind of level we can perform.
Right.
So that gives us to see how good we are as well.
Right. Do you get mostly new clients on Valentine's Day, or are they regulars that come and, you know?
I have to say, every year is different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different crowd.
Right.
We have some people that they come, we have our customer, you know. But every year, you know, you see different people.
Right.
You know, in...
Over the last 7 years, has it changed? I'm sure, like, Open Table does a lot. You get a lot of your business or a lot of reservations through Open Table. Do you think that's changed special occasions like Valentine's Day at all, you know?
I would say no.
No?
No.
I mean, something with the technology. I mean, what I realize is, you know... the people, they try to, I guess it's something that you cannot run away from. So people try to have as less contact as possible, you know, when they make a reservation.
They
want to do everything online. They don't want to call the restaurant. They don't want to talk to anybody. They just want to, you know, that's why, like, you know, they put all their notes on Open Table. You know, I want the... this table, it's a first, even they put like, it's our first date, you know, they do things like that, so.
As managers, do you miss having that one-on-one interaction with someone calling, or is it the same, does it not matter to you?
I mean, I always like, you know, to talk with the person. This is the way I am, you know, like the person, hear the feeling, you know, the person who is, you know, the other side, you know, I want a table for two, you know, it's always... Maybe I'm an old school guy. But, you know, calling, hear the voice. We have a lot of regular here. So, you know, even when you call Mrs. Smith, you know, Mrs. Smith, how are you? You know, it's been a long time. So there is that kind of, you know, friendly, you know.
Right. Did you work in Italy for a long time in the hospitality industry before coming here?
In Italy, I was the opposite. You know, this is... 16 years ago, I started, you know, in the restaurant industry.
Okay.
So I started in London.
Yeah.
From London, you know, I went to California, Miami, New York, and now, you know.
And always, like, front of house managing?
Always.
Yeah. And you in Turkey, were you?
Same, yeah. I actually went to hotel management school in Turkey, so that's why, you know, I was in the business since very... Right. And my father had a restaurant, so I grew up in business. In Turkey, Istanbul.
In Istanbul?
Yeah, and it was mostly seafood, like, you know, fish.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of gives you... To do it like, as Luigi, I also, you know, work there, then come here in Florida and New York as well. It gives you a very interesting quality of knowing people, to be in the restaurant business, to be in the front of the house. It gives you this very, you know, important thing to get to know, almost to read, to be able to read people.
Right, and that's the thing where I wonder if having like open table where you just get notes, you miss that, because when you have a relationship with someone, even if it's chatting on the phone about them coming in, by the time they come in, you have some sort of connection.
You're absolutely right.
So it kind of makes your jobs a little bit harder, because you don't have that...
Exactly. You don't have that connection in the first place.
Yeah.
Right? Because if somebody calls you with the phone, even from their tone, you kind of, you know, understand what's, you know, what's going on, like, you know, what they really want to do. If they're a demanding person, you can realize it over the phone too, you know.
Right.
And if they're really nice about it, like, you know, there's a different things. If you ask something very nicely, people tend to make more effort to make it happen. You know, you don't have that chance on open table.
It's just, I want this table, I don't,
But, you know, the things start with the phone.
Right.
Now, you know, all this evolving reservation online. But the things is always with the phone. You know, you talk with the person.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Oh, I'm going, you know, they ask you a question. Oh, what is the best table? Oh, I'm going to give you a nice table, you know, in the corner.
Well, I like the idea of the hospitality experience starting then.
Absolutely.
Before you walk into the
restaurant. Yeah. You're right.
You had talked about reading people. Is there a Valentine's Day moment? Have you seen like dates just go horribly wrong in your experience?
Well, there was one thing that I cannot forget. It was 4 years ago, and I was in Avoce, and this couple, they came in, they were kind of awkward, right?
How old were they?
They were young. They were like maybe on their late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And so somehow kitchen got really, really backed up because we almost did 400 covers. And the guy was going to propose to her on Valentine's Day. And they waited 20, 25 minutes for their appetizer, another half an hour for their entrees, which is, you know, which is a lot. But again, somehow just we were overbooked. Kitchen couldn't handle it, and at the end he asked for a half bottle of champagne beforehand, you know, with the dessert. So I went to table with the bottle of champagne. She wasn't there. She went to bathroom. So I went there when she left because I knew that it was going to be a surprise, right?
Right.
So I went to the guy with the bottle of champagne. I'm like, so okay, so are we ready to propose? Is it going to happen? He's like, no, I changed my mind. I'm not going to propose today. I'm like, why? He's like, because food took so long, appetizer took so long, took so long, so I'm not going to propose it. I'm like, come on, let's do it. I'll buy the champagne.
You tell him we give you a favor tonight.
I'll give you the champagne. I'm buying the champagne for you.
Yeah.
Please do it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm like, I'm really sorry. I apologize, you know, and that was a very extreme, you know, moment.
Well, because want everything to be perfect in that.
Yeah, exactly.
This one is going on Saturday.
Right.
So it's going to be roller coaster.
Right.
Know? We have 200 now. We're going to eat at least 350.
Do you have lots of walk-ins on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. We have lots of people, don't forget, you know, they make a reservation 10 restaurants, and then at the end they go, I don't know, they choose.
And you still have that problem?
Yeah, that problem, you know, it still goes around. Yeah. You know, we have maybe you have 20 people that don't show up.
Right. It's a challenge. Well, no one said love was easy.
Yeah. No.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Grazie mille. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
following program was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons. Edwards Suriano hams are aged to perfection for no less than 400 days and hickory smoked to achieve a deep mahogany color. The Edwards name is well known for its world-class aged and cured meats. Their exclusive curing and aging recipe produces a unique flavor profile that enhances the quality characteristics of Berkshire pork. Optimum amounts of pure white fat marbling contribute to a flavor that's a delicate, perfect balance between sweet and salty. For more information, visit edwardsvaham.com.
Hi, I'm Reggie Watts, and you're listening to heritageradionetwork.org.
Now it's time for a musical guest who's gonna sing a song or two.
Because I'm gonna be going to California tomorrow. What are you gonna do this weekend?
Going to take care of Mom.
Why are you going to take care of Mom?
Because Augie is a baby.
And does Mom feel good or does she feel sick?
Just feel sick.
What are you going to do to take care of her?
I'm going to not wake her up. And I'm not going to wake her up, Daddy. Wake her up. Did you hear that? What was that?
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.